Before we begin, we'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of this land to the Native American people whose land we are upon tonight. We'd like to pay our respects to their ancestors, past and present, and to all the old people down your line who have brought you here to this space and time. Respect. We'd like to make something special happen, but in order to do that, we want to do it with you. We have to do it with you, and we have a huge responsibility in that whole process. So, y'all ready to do this? Let's get the shot, huh?
Two, three, yeah.
song is called One Way Road. It's just a, I guess it's just taking a look around, you know, and then wondering if we're going the right way, you know, going the right way. Seems like all of us are on the same track, and then we turn on the news and we wonder what the hell is going on. Hopefully you feel me. This is a song off a real album. It's called Cold Blue. It's about where we're from. And it seems very similar here. The inequality between indigenous and non-indigenous people of our nation is the divide is quite massive. And as we did this massive trip in a four-wheel drive throughout the west of Australia, through the center to Uluru, to Ayers Rock, as you may know, we met this great elder. He's just passed. His name is Uncle Bob Randall. And he's told us some of his stories about being taken away when he was a young man from his family because his mother was not quite black enough, not quite white enough. It's called the Stolen Generation. Looking back at it, and this song is just a culmination of his stories and that cold wind that seemed to hit us every morning when we woke up from our camp.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
I'd like to introduce this very talented man on the stage sharing his songs and his melodies and chorus with us. It's me. Can you give it up for Mr. Grant Garrity on drums, string percussion and vocals? Mr. Byron Luders on bass, keys and vocals. I kind of feel like you guys got a little bit ripped off because I feel like I got the best view right now. It's amazing. I don't know how many of you actually live anywhere around here, but if you do, you're extremely fortunate people. Thank you. just tune this phone for a second. I want to play you a song. It's an old song. It's a. I think next year is like almost 20 years old, which, you know, that's like half my freaking life. And I used to play this song a lot on the streets in a town in Western Australia called Fremantle. I used to be a busker and just play instrumentals and sing songs at home and try to play Celtic blues instrumentals on the street on the weekends. And it's kind of how I got started. I ended up leaving university to basically play next to a trash can. And it was kind of the best decision I ever made. But this song has kind of stayed with me. Other songs have come and gone, but this song kind of sticks with me, and it's kind of turned into a little bit of my blueprint, in the sense that if I had to explain who I was to you, and how I felt about you, and how I felt about that beautiful sight right there, and how I felt about, you know, all of it, the yin and the yang, how I feel about all the wars, how I feel about all the corruption, how I feel about my children. All of it's all mixed up in one. And this is, if I could explain how I felt, I can't. And I just play you this song and hopefully you'll get what I'm about and who I am. And maybe you can find a bit of common ground with me somewhere in the middle of the sun's celebration. Thank you. Thank you very much. Never got into this line of work, if you can call it that. I guess there's a lot of work in it, but thinking that I'd one day be here at Telluride Bluegrass Festival, filing my nails in front of thousands of people with my nice pink nail file. Life is strange. Be careful what you wish for. You might have to do this one day and embarrass yourself in front of thousands of people. This next song is a song, and of course it's a song because that's what I'm here to do, I guess. But what I'm trying to say is this: the sentiment of the song is exactly the opposite, completely 180 inversion of how we feel about you. Keep it in mind. No other reason than, actually, there's no reason at all. Just letting you know. So I don't want to see your face. But not you.
Get out, go, don't lose.
next song is dedicated to all the soldiers who are not here right now, who are not with their families, with their friends, who they should be on all sides. On all sides, may all the soldiers get home. Those are the people they love, into the friends they love, into the cultures they love, into the religions they love. May they be at peace with their family and friends.
Tracks and all that, I'm on fire on the shell.
up our loves early. And it won't be too long to be all together again. And you know I'm all singing this little song, skipping to my TV. Yeah, I know you understand. Sing with us in this next song? Maybe. I'm gonna ask you again. Will you sing with us? Do you feel like singing, y'all? Okay, cool. It's towards the back end. And I'm just gonna throw it to you and we're gonna play a bit of ping pong for a while. Let's see. See if you can take it away. Thank you.
Thank you.
is our last song. We want to thank you guys so much for being with us and hanging out. We really appreciate it. You know, I love it. It's been a lot of fun. This is Mr. Byron Litters on bass, keys, and vocals. Once again, y'all, can you give it up? This is Grant Garrity on drums, tune, percussion, and vocals. Yeah! This is our last one. This song, I love bluegrass music, but I don't know how to play it. I love disco, I don't know how to play it. I think my attention span is way too short to have any discipline to learn anything, which doesn't really, doesn't say much about me. I'm very much in awe to share this stage with so many amazing, like literally legends. Literally legends are on these stages, the stage all day. And it's most humbling, and it's a beautiful privilege. So I'm gonna end on this kind of what I call my bluegrass disco bastard song. And I hope you enjoy it. Much love to each and every one of you again. You guys have been awesome. Thanks so much. This is a crowd that actually appreciates music and like buys CDs. We actually have CDs out there if you want. If you like it, check this out. Take this home. If only where it's gonna happen. We'll see you next time. If that little man got on the stage, he'd go deaf. There's like three marshals up here that hurt him. And then he'd be mad at me. There would be no funk in anything then, really. See you guys next time. Thank you very, very much. You're beautiful. Enjoy the whole festival. Props to all those.